My name is Rachel Brodchik. I'm 22 years old. Today is November 23rd, and I'm speaking with Charlotte Hasty, who is my Nana. We're recording this interview in Denton, Texas. And then, sorry, I need to say the first question. What is the hardest part of being a mother?
I think the hardest part of being a mother is directing your children in ways that they don't feel like you're just bossing them around and pushing them around, but you have to direct them with patience and with maybe a little humor to get your children to do what you want them to do.
I thought my questions would pop up on here, that's why. So, how is being a mother now different than when you had young children?
Well, I think the biggest thing is all the drugs and alcohol that young people seem to be pulled toward or attracted by now. That's one thing. When my children were young, we still had it, but it just wasn't as prevalent as it is right now. That's one thing, and also safety. When our children were growing up, they could roam the neighborhood and play by the lake, and I didn't ever worry about something happening to them. But when my children were young, we had a lake, and they could play by the lake and roam the small neighborhood that we lived in, and I never worried about bad things happening to them, kidnapping or, you know, sexual abuse or anything like that. We hardly ever heard of anything like that in our neighborhood, and I just never had to worry. Whereas when I was taking care of my grandchildren many years later, then if you were outside, I felt like I needed to be there with you at all times. Mm-hmm. For fear of just bad people in the world.
Yeah. And what do you think is the same now about being a mother?
The same about being a mother? Well, I think we all want our children to succeed. That's the same as every mother. And we're very protective of our children. I think that is part of the sameness of a motherhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is your favorite memory from being a mother?
Well, I think my favorite memory, maybe we had some property we lived in Colorado, and we had some property up in the mountains with a lake, just a small lake, and we went camping there a lot. We had a homemade camper, which the kids loved. And when we thought about building a house, they didn't want a cabin. They liked the camping business. So we went up almost every weekend in the summertime, and the children fishing around the lake and hiking. And hiking was a good time for Shauna and myself, for the two of us to talk about issues in her life. And I can remember when she was 13, we spent a half a day just hiking and talking about everything. And it was a good time to become close to the children and to have a relaxed environment in which we could discuss everything that was on their mind.
Yeah. And then what advice would you give to Anna and I about raising our own kids one day?
Well, there's one thing I was thinking about the other day that I wish I had done. And I think anytime after your children are grown, you think of things that you could have done differently. But one thing that I wish I had done for my children is when they were little is let them get into a chair, stand up in a chair with me while I cooked, and let them help me cook, because I've watched children that have experienced this, and they like to cook. They like to do things. And when my children were young, I just wanted to get on with things. You know, it was too much hassle to be patient enough to let them up and cook with me and to do things with me. And I think the same thing with my husband. If he had taken our sons and taught them, our son, and taught him how to do things, because I think guys as well as girls both need to know how to do a lot of things around a house that, you know, you need to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I've seen people where they don't know how to do anything, including, you know, hanging a light or changing a bulb or working on a commode, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And so it takes a lot of patience to let children do things with you. But I think it's very valuable for them as they grow up to know how to do things. The everyday things that you don't get at school or anything like that. You just learn it as you grow up. That was just something on my mind the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a lot of advice that I could give. As they get older, and especially after your children get married, you learn to keep your mouth shut. Once in a while I've given a piece of advice, but and when it's asked for, I give advice. If it's not, I keep my mouth shut. And I learned that from my mother.
Yeah.
I once asked my mother what was the hardest thing about, you know, being around her grandchildren and everything. She said, just learning to keep your mouth shut,
mm-hmm.
when it's not your business, mm-hmm. anymore.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Nina.